Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is the Jokes and Anger special, and this is the Urgent Kicks Tractor. To destroy the evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I think I'm going to laugh all the way through the show, but in a vaguely uppity tone. That was the Urgent Kicks and Tractor. If you're wondering why I said tractor in a West Country accent, you'll find out soon enough. Urgent Kicks, great band, come via Folk Records, F-O-L-C, Folk Records. What is the Urgent Kicks Facebook page?
facebook.com/theurgentkicks.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet Neil. I have a feeling that's not the only thing I'll be losing this week. I may also lose the plot. I have some additional material for you, Tony.
Okay, cool.
Thank the Lord for Glumbongo, Glumbongo pissed off in the Congo.
Excellent.
And thank him again. This is the bit of the show and I'd like to read out one of your jokes. If you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Glumbongo did. Here goes. During a royal tour of a public health service hospital, the Queen passed a room where a male patient was masturbating. "Oh my lord," said the Queen, "that's disgraceful. What is the meaning of this?" The doctor leading the tour explained, "I'm sorry, Your Majesty. This man has a very serious condition where the testicles rapidly fill with semen. If he doesn't do that 5 times a day, they would explode and he would most likely die instantly." "Oh, I am so sorry," said the Queen. On the next floor, they passed a room where a young nurse was giving a patient a blowjob. "Good heavens," said the Queen. "What's happening in there?" The doctor replied, "Same problem, ma'am, but he's private." Thank you very much, Glumbongo, with a fine addition to the Punky Joke Library this week. Right, I'm just cracking on because I know at some point I'm going to have a rant and I don't want it to be too early in the show.
Okay.
Next up, more. There's bad news all around. I haven't heard much from Captain Margles of the Scourge recently. Mm. That's because he nearly died of liver failure.
Oh, Jesus.
However, Yeah. He is now back on his feet, looking forward to dialysis, no doubt, and finally getting together. I'm sorry to make light. I don't mean this to be frippery. I'm sorry to make light of this, but it all came out of the blue for me. It came out of the blue for him. I mentioned Samantha Fox last week. Guess what? He's done a song about Samantha Fox. He's done a song about everything. And of course, this is out of order as well. In no way is anything the Scourge do representative of what Punky Radio feel. Samantha Fox, friend of the show, we absolutely like her very much. Hello, Sam Fox, who I met once, as discussed, in John Lewis Wellington City in the late 80s, when she said, "Here, where are the dishwashers?" And I said, "They're over there." That was it. That was my experience of Samantha Fox. However, Captain Marbles has something a little bit different. What is the Scourge's website?
Thescourge.co.uk.
It is, and Scourge is spelled S-C-U-R-G-E. Tony 2, probably be the internet nil. This is, Sam Fox.
It was an era of new romantics and the demise of Kapunk. VHS, BHS, DMS and Channel 4. Thank God for the sun. I'm seeing Sammy's 36 D's.
And he's foxing the Melissa.
Munching off some old bird rug.
And he's foxing the Melissa.
Is it me or did I miss a meat? She'd be there every day, poking them out with a smile. A wonderful pair with some right lovely saucers. Given a chance, I'd lick the paper. Where did it all go wrong? And how did she become a lesbian?
And he said, "What's he done, Melissa?"
Munching off some old bird drug.
And he said, "What's he done, Melissa?"
Is it me or did I miss a meeting? Off some old bird's rug.
And he said, "Foxing the Melissa."
Is it me or did I miss a meeting?
And he said, "Foxing the Melissa."
I thought she'd like a bit of cock.
And he said, "Foxing the Melissa."
I'd give her a wink and a little tickle.
And he said, "Foxing the Melissa." And he said, "Foxing the Melissa."
I'd have a go at converting her.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Scourge and Sam Fox. The less said about the lyrical content of that, the better, really. But it would be safe to say that The Scourge do not give a fuck. If there is a fuck not to be given, you can be damn straight the Scourge will not be dishing it out. When there is a fuck giving out competition, The Scourge will not be there to give out any fucks.
No.
Fucks are things the Scourge do not give.
That's why we love them.
That's why a lot of people love them. I sometimes despair of them. And I was planning not to swear this show. That's gone out the window. Now, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Good.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do drop by the page, leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/... Punky Radio, that simple. Like the page, leave the comment, and get in touch. Tell us what you liked, tell us what you didn't like, tell us what band you liked. A couple of comments this week, one in response to last week's show, back from Fat Boy, who says, "Bacalay, bacalao, from the Vault Special, and had to buy it off iTunes. It is addictive."
It is, it's a great song, isn't it?
It's been in my head all week.
It's a really great song. And hello to the Newtown Centre.
Excellent. Yep. And you probably buy more tracks from them. It's a dance lot on iTunes. Bet it
I
is.
I don't know.
Okay.
We check like that as well, don't we? We like to dance a lot.
Yeah.
But they don't.
Don't they?
No, the Newtown Centre's drummer refuses to play it. He won't drum to it. He says it's too disco.
Right. It is disco.
It's just a great song, though. Perhaps we'll play that again later on in the year.
Yay. Yeah, and finally, a comment from Panty Christ.
Marvellous. Your
favourites,
Tony.
My favourite. Although, it's starting to scare me from the video they posted. Who would be more likely to volunteer and show off their talent, Paul or Tony? It's worth watching the video. And you respond to saying, Tony would do anything with Pantycrise. I don't know if I do that.
I don't know. He's getting meatloaf on me. I would do anything for Pantycrise, but I won't do that.
I won't do that. But thanks for getting in touch. And do watch the video. Cockrock Solo, I think it's called. A hard, yeah, watch it.
I haven't actually watched it. Is there something I need to see on there?
It kind of explains it. But basically, right. They demand that a male from the audience to come up on stage with a erect penis and play the guitar with it.
Right.
Yeah.
I could maybe handle the ukulele.
Quite back it with kazoo.
Well, as a new bum hole.
Yeah, why not?
That would be a very unusual one-man band.
Not been done before, though, has it?
No. Yeah. Groundbreaking.
Exactly.
If you'd like to stick some form of wind instrument or plastic equivalent of up your bottom and play guitar with an erect penis, please don't get in touch with us.
No.
Right.
That's it for Facebook, then.
Well read.
Thank you.
I am loving Trev, the Dark Lord of Nightbreed, and his side project, Death Party UK.
Okay.
And this is why. Empty inside. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That really bounces along, that song. Well done, Death Party UK. I'm looking forward to their new album. That's a taster track off it, and it's kind of punk, swamp, rockabilly, jump about, happy days, party music from the Dark Lord of Nightbreed. Excellent. Really wasn't expecting it at all. What is their Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Death Party UK.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, probably being internet nil.
Wow.
I already knew I was a loser this week, but anyway, that's just adding to it.
Oh dear.
Did you do anything last week?
No. Oh, I went to watch Captain America 2.
Oh, well, there you go.
I did do something.
Do a brief film review, why don't you?
It's very good. Bit of a political thriller, kind of like All the President's Men, and it's even got Robert Redford in it. Blimey. Yeah, very interesting. Surprisingly good. Surprisingly good. Do watch it. I think it's just finishing its cinema, so I just kind of managed to sneak in a couple of days before it finished. Annoying, though. Because like, I went at 1 o'clock. I thought it would be nice and quiet and go and watch it. There was 4 people in there when I got in there, and they were at the back, so I sat in the middle. And then there was 4 more people to come in. 2 of them sat right behind me, spent the rest of the film shaking their drinks and kicking the back of the chair.
Sweet Jesus.
There's only like 9 or 10 people in the whole cinema, and everyone was nicely spaced out apart from these 2 pricks. But apart from that, the film was good. The past 3 or 4 times I've been to the cinema, there's been something to annoy me. Like with people rustling or talking or texting or checking their phones. I don't know why they bother.
Well, the last time I went to the cinema, there was something to annoy me. I went to see Noah.
Oh,
the
thing
that annoyed me was Noah. Crap.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I had my shows in Hitchin, Lexington and Bulldog last week, Tony.
Yeah, you good?
And they all went very well, and they included my mate Neville, who was a stand-up comic many, many years ago in the UK, and then he moved to Holland, and he's worked the Dutch and Belgian circuit for a decade, and he's back, and he said, do you fancy a beer? I went, oh, I've got a better idea, why don't you come up and do a set at my show in Lexington? So he did. We got Extra Act on Saturday night, and it was great fun, and thanks to everyone who came down to those shows. I'm just glad that they worked and they happened, because I've got something else going on this week now that I'll be telling you about later on in the show. But let's just say I've had a bit of a crisis in the last hour and a half that is all worked itself out. So anyway, yeah, great fun was had. There was another Ghost Gas Frenzy in Lechford on Saturday night, Hitchin on Friday night. We went out afterwards and painted the town red, quite a few of us. And on Sunday night in Bulldog, I got absolutely leathered at the gig on, because it was a bank holiday the next day, so everyone was up for it, and there was a Bulldog Beer Festival finished at 8 o'clock. Our show started at 8:30, and it seemed like half of Bulldog Beer Festival came to the show, so it was a very boozy evening. And my thanks to Rob at the Orange Tree for helping us have a great night, and also for providing us with a rather brilliant beer called Burton Porter.
Oh.
Which I enjoyed very much. I got well stuck into that. And a great night was had by all. Right then, 2 songs in a row now.
Okay.
Listen out for a band called The Tick Turds, who we're playing for the first time on the show. Another band we're playing for the first time right now, Blabbermouth. I don't know whether this has been sort of roughly recorded or whether they have gone for a Husker Du kind of kick going on. But anyway, that's what we've got here. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Blabbermouth's website?
Blabbermouth.com?
Blabbermouth.net. Paulie B and Internet 1, Tony 3, and this is Pay to Play. We'll be right back.
Scummy Twat.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks, doing such a great job for the Pez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Tick Turds and a track called Mr. Angry. It could be my anthem this week.
Yes.
What is the Tick Turds Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Tick Turds.
It is indeed. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and Internet 1. What a thrashing this is turning out to be this week.
Wow.
Or is it? We'll play more from them in the future. I think, what a top band. Only got in touch with us last week, and we found room to play them straight away. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide
12. I imagine.
Yeah, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. But hey, there's something on Sunday, so a little bit different. Friday night. The 9th of May, Kitchen Sink Drama, The Jupiters, Andy Twyman, Top Buzzer, and The Witch Doctors. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Wonderly Night.
It's got the seal of approval.
Yes, it does, and it's Friday night. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Saturday night, Pope, The Loop, The Legendary Groovy Men, The London Sewage Company, and The Groovy Boys. There's a lot of groove going on there. It's a London Calling night. London Calling, Saturday night. How much do you think?
Oh, London Calling, always brilliant. It'll be punk, it'll bop, it'll dance, it'll swing, it'll be great. It's got a groove on. £6.
It is.
Nice.
And finally, Sunday night, the 11th, John Sinclair and the Bermondsey Joyriders.
Oh,
and
wow, Bermondsey Joyriders. I've seen them before.
And a DJ set from DJ Fly Agarwick.
Fly Agarwick.
Agarwick. There you go. It's a Iron Man Records night. Now they've got in advance price and on the night price. Let's have the on the night price.
This is like the on the night price. £7.
Tenner.
Oh right. What's the advance price?
£7.
So that makes it 6610. A very long way up the road.
It's a long way. Many, many blocks if you are in America.
Yeah, that's it. It'll be in a different state, different county, certainly. Yeah, Bermondsey Joyride is a good band.
Okay, cool. I don't know if I've heard them. No. But I did listen to that band from the other week, and I've completely forgotten what their name were.
Oh, that's a good help.
Oh, the rap duo from Local.
Oh, you listen to Sleaford Mods?
Sleaford Mods, yeah.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. A little harsh, but
basic stuff, yeah. Yeah, check out Sleaford Mods. We are hoping to play them in the future as well. Right, so that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
So, I've got next track, Tone, on the show, Bangle Disjecta Membra.
Yeah.
Who we have played on the show before, and a little bit of goth here. Look out, fat boy. they've got a really nice thing on their Facebook page. It says, "We're not as good as the birthday party, but we're better than the Sisters of Mercy." Who said goth don't smile? You know, it's always funny. What is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/disjectamembra.
No, facebook.com/disjectamembra.nz. Paulie B and the Internet 2, Tony 4. This is Lilitu.
Gofost.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks, doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Disjecta Membra, and I'm sure you'll agree, a very, very good song. Not the version that they wanted to put out. They went in the studio to record this, and they weren't happy with the final product that they were going to bring out as a single. So what they've done instead is lob out that studio outtake that you just heard, which is a free download.
Okay.
So you will be able to find that via the Facebook page. You'll be able to find out the free download of that track. If you'd like to own it, you can own it for but nothing.
Excellent.
All right, now.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything this week?
No.
No.
But I've got two jobs on with work, so I've actually work's picked up, so good times, but not the most interesting.
Right, okay.
But it is good.
But you're going to be earning some money again.
Yes.
Well, I hope I earn some money this week,
Toby. Let's hope so.
I've had a crisis.
Yes, yeah.
So this Saturday, the 10th of May, should be the final of the last minute comedy stroke Kill for a Seat New Comedian of the Year competition, featuring six great acts in the Market Inn in Holsworthy in Devon. But it's not happening.
Right.
Because Lee the landlord, who had his leg amputated before Christmas, a bit of a mare, is playing up, and he's had to go into hospital, so he's had to cancel all the events this weekend, which meant at 4.5 days notice we had nowhere to do the final. So what did I do? Rang up my mate Steve, and we're doing it in Luton instead at the Ashcroft Arms. So the final of the last minute comedy stroke new comedian of the year competition in association with Kill for a Seat Comedy will be at the Ashcroft Arms in Luton. And in the half an hour before this show, I knocked up a rather terrifying looking flyer, which is already going around Twitter and Facebook. If you see it, please do share it out, and please do forward it to anyone you can and anyone you know in Luton. We've only got 4 days to publicise this event, so it's one of those. I need every single person listening here to ask if they know anyone in Luton in Bedfordshire, because there's more than one Luton, but Luton in Bedfordshire. It's actually Stopsley in Luton in Bedfordshire this Saturday. The gig's going on, and I'm going to do my best to fill it. Six terrific acts, me and Sylvie comparing. It's just going to be a really, really great night, and we just want to get as many of you down as possible. Advance tickets are £6.
Okay.
Or it'll be £8 on the door. You can get advance tickets via the pub. Email me or send me a Facebook message if you want any more information than that, and I will do my best to help you. Right. Mm. Shall we have some rock?
Yes. Let's.
Excellent. This is some quite old school sounding rock from a band from Oxford called Smilex, who are apparently a one band riot when they get on stage. I haven't seen them live before, but I am reliably informed that they rock out. I think Pantychrist would like them. I think they rock out with their cocks out, Tony.
Okay, well, yeah, they'd love them then.
Yeah, and this band don't need ukuleles.
Right.
They could be slapping a double bass with their members.
Oh dear.
Most likely. Anyway, what I want to know is, oh, I'll ask you afterwards, actually. This is Wasted Youth.
She says she likes it when she smells me. Teenage lobotomy. Well, she tells me I'm wasted and you're cool. Let's practice making babies when I get out of school. She swears protection's not necessary. Like living dangerously. Well, she says you're a rock star, I'm a regular hit. Puts a hand on my life and a tongue in my ear. What's a girl
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Smilex. What is their website?
SmilexBand.com.
No, smilex.co.uk. Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony 4. This is turning into a bit of a comeback here. Smilex, I think, there is a girl in the band as well, so I imagine, but I should think she's got a huge clitoris, so right. She's still able to play some sort of instrument with it. Right, now then, speaking of clitori.
Nice.
Have you got a twat?
I do.
Oh, come on.
I know. Yeah, I actually had one come through, but I'm still going to need more, so if you do have a twat to nominate, I still want to hear from you, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. They can be many varied a thing, as you can see from this week's, which doesn't necessarily fit the mould, but it certainly is warranted. Fred Johnson's been in touch.
Hello, Fred.
Yeah. He says, hey, Tony. Okay, so this didn't happen to me, but there is a channel on YouTube called Badge of Shame. It's from the US, and he goes around to different venues all over, interviewing people and making fun videos. Check for yourself. You might find the UK trip entertaining. Thanks to crowdfunding, he has been able to travel around to different countries and festivals, Sweden and Finland last year, and this year planning on Canada and a huge festival in the States. Crowdfunding, if you didn't know what it is when a person asks for donations or fundings to be able to do certain things like Oculus Rift, the virtual reality thing, making movies or games, or as Badge of Shame does, make more fun things for their YouTube channel. He's gone through Indiegogo before, but apparently this year they, without telling, raised the fee from 4% to 11%. Thanks to the increase in fees, the amount he's been given to make the trips happen is not quite enough. He knew the 4% fee and he had planned for it, but 11% a lot more money, and he's fighting them now to try and work out something, but I don't know if he's able to win. It might not sound like that big of a deal, but it's his fans that donated that money to be able to meet him and watch the videos and everything, and raising a fee without notification is a real twat move.
Yeah, look, can
it
I just say that my friend Laura used Indiegogo in an attempt to fund her Edinburgh trip last year, and they withheld the payments for a very long time. Yeah. Which caused them all end of grief.
Yeah, so and he just goes far to say, if any Punky Radio listeners are planning on using crowdfunding, don't use Indiegogo. And I think that's what I've used with the Kickstarter, and I know everyone does use it, but it is, they do seem less twatty, and I know they do use their funds quite quickly.
Start with the best ones.
Yeah, my friend Andy, who was in the lead singer of Abiotic, he used it to get some scripts published. Right. And I think they gave him money straight away, and he'd never had any problems with it, so Kickstarter, use that.
Yeah, I've heard that Kickstarter are good, but anyway, it means Indiegogo presumably are about to go to twatting.
I think they are. So for taking a higher fee than they say they do, Indiegogo from the internet
is a twat. There we go, quite right too.
Exactly.
Right, last track this week, Tone.
Okay.
A band called Scanner. Played Scanner a couple of times on show before, thanks to Joe out of Scanner, who did the Bat Sanctuary compilation.
Oh, right.
That we did. And then we didn't play a Scanner track on the compilation show, but we did subsequently play one, and we're playing this one this week as well. Really, really good band. They go back a long way. I'm not going to tell you how far. Might give away the website. What is Scanner's website, Tony?
All right. I don't know. Scannerband.com. I don't know.
Scanner1979.com. Wow. That's right. They've been going since, they were going since 1979, but then they split up, got back together in 2012, and they've been doing stuff. Anyway, does make it Paulie B and the Internet 4, Tony 4. What a comeback.
It's fair enough.
I think it is fair enough after the week I've had. This is Pornography.
Pornography! 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 to pray. Freedom to suck. Freedom to fuck.
Pornography. 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 At your favorite bookstore, the cynical catch your eye. What you gonna tell you why? What you ask you why you buy? Pornography. 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 Pornography.
Well, that was Pornography, Tone. What a nice top track. Yeah. The start and end of this show rocked. The middle went all over the place. It's been jokes and anger, but we've got through it. Thank you for listening this week. You're once again hearing the Scourge underneath us right now. I'll give you an idea of how much they care. We are carried by some online stations, Tony. Maybe you could remind people what those stations are.
Yeah, we're on the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com. And finally, we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
Well said. Thanks for listening this week. I hope and pray I'll see some of you at the Ashcroft Arms in Luton this Saturday. Other than that, all there is left to do is to say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo. Apoo.